Good morning, church family. Great to be back with you. Thanks for your patience last week, giving you a little break from me. I'm sure that never hurt anyone. And catching up maybe on some of the past Psalms, if you have missed them. It's been great to see you on Sundays. Thanks for a number of you encouraging me with how these devotionals have ministered to you during this time of lockdown. And so as much as I still see you downloading them and using them, then as much as I'm able, I'm happy to keep ministering to you. And it's been wonderful to see many of you on the Lord's Day on Sundays. And our thoughts are with those of you not able to join us yet. And I pray that this week, as we look at another psalm, that all of us will be encouraged by the comfort and truth of God's word in a world of lies and great confusion, widespread panic. I've been wondering what psalm seems to best capture the global insanity of 2020 and the widespread chaos and confusion. What would be an appropriate prayer? And I'm not sure you could improve on Psalm 90. That's about as relevant and pertinent as I think we could get as we look at a dying world and tens of thousands perishing from corona, not to mention all the other causes of death every year and every month and day and hour. Turn to Psalm 90 there in your Bibles. I've entitled it Honest But Hopeful Amidst Harsh Realities. That's 2020, harsh realities. How can we remain honest yet hopeful? Or you could say, how to pray amidst perishing. How to talk to God in the midst of chaos and tumult. It's also a psalm where we get some famous hymns that we sing, like, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, from Isaac Watts, or the chorus that we love, we are a moment, you are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. Psalm 90 has fueled many great songs and has been a song of God's people from the days of Moses, who wrote it. It's the oldest of all the Psalms, one of the oldest chapters in all the Bible. I want to begin this first devotional simply reading the Psalm, getting the lay of the land, setting the stage, and praying, and then we'll dive into it through the rest of this week. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust and say, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening, it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed. You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have declined in your fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone and we fly away. Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Gracious Father, I pray for our beloved church family, my precious flock you've entrusted to me and to us as elders, each brother and sister, each household. Oh Lord, in the midst of a Psalm 90 world, under your wrath, experiencing your fury, handed over to your judgment, perishing and dying, moaning and aching, unemployed and infected, miserable and hopeless on so many fronts. And yet you understand, you know, Moses tasted the bitterness of life and human frailty and mortality in ways that we can only begin to imagine. And amidst that dark backdrop, you have given us the bright hope of your word, the comfort of this psalm. Teach us this week and transform us. Teach us what it means to be honest but hopeful in the midst of harsh realities. Teach us how to pray in the midst of our perishing. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. Amen.